This is the first podcast for Module 3702 in a series of podcasts that will follow later in the semester. First of all, I want to welcome you and congratulate you on reaching this point of your studies. My name is Mark Ringelbracht. You will find the name of your FSE 3702 lecturers as well as their contact details in your tutorial letter 101. The purpose of this podcast is to provide you with information regarding topics that we consider to be important, being 1. Submission and due dates of assignments, 2. Calculation of year mark and final mark, 3. Format of the examination, and 4. Study approach. 1. Submission and due dates of assignments. The module consists of 2 compulsory assignments and 1 optional assignment. The first compulsory is a written assignment, and the second compulsory assignment is multiple choice. The optional assignment is a written assignment. It is very important that you submit assignment 1 before the due date, as this assignment will give you admission to the exam. I repeat that submission of assignment 1 is necessary to obtain admission to the exam. Please note that submission of assignment 2 before the due date is also important, as both assignment 1 and 2 count towards your year mark. The due dates of the assignments are clearly set out in tutorial 101. No further extensions for the submission of the assignments will be granted. I emphasize that no telephonic conversations or correspondence will be conducted in this regard. Written assignments can be submitted as follows: mailed by using ordinary post using the envelope supplied, or placed in an assignment envelope in a UNISA postbox, or electronically via MyUNISA. Please note, if you decide to electronically submit the written assignment via MyUNISA, the file must be converted to or scanned in PDF format. The assignment must be scanned and submitted as only one PDF file. Cover sheet must be completed and included in the scanned document. Any format other than PDF or more than one scanned PDF file will not be accepted and will also be returned unmarked. Multiple choice assignments can be submitted as follows: via MyUNISA, this is a preferred method, or by mail and the UNISA assignment dropbox. Use the mark reading sheets provided to submit the multiple choice assignments if you do not submit your assignment via MyUNISA. Please keep proof of the submission of your assignment for future reference. 2. Calculation of year and final mark. Your year mark is calculated by taking into account only assignment 1 and 2. Assignment 1 and 2 count 10% towards your final mark. The examination mark will constitute the remaining 90% of your final mark. Please bear in mind that a good year mark will be to your advantage. 3. Format of the exam. The examination will cover all the study units. Therefore, you cannot afford to leave out any of the study material. Please keep to the study program as set out in tutorial 101, as this will ensure that you have sufficient time to cover all the study units. The examination paper will consist of 2 written questions and will be a 2-hour exam. 4. Study approach. Please refer to tutorial letter 101, where a detailed suggested approach to studying this module is set out. You will also notice that our prior year exam papers with their suggested solutions are set out in tutorial letter 102. We strongly advise you to work through these questions to determine the standard expected of you. I hope that you will enjoy this module and that all your hard work will be rewarded.